Now it's my great pleasure, Mr. James Stewart.
George kind of thought maybe it'd be nice if I'd tell you again how I found out that rabbit's name was Harvey.
It was kind of an interesting circumstance. A couple of years ago, walking down the street, Sycamore Street between 18th and 19th, I just put Ed Hickey into a taxi cab. Ed had been mixing his rye with his gin, and I just felt he needed conveying. But I was walking on the street, and I suddenly heard this voice behind me. Well, it said, "Good evening, Mr. Dowd." And I turned around, and here was this great big tall white rabbit leaning up against the lamppost. Well, I thought nothing of that, because when you've lived in a town as long as I've lived in this one, you get used to the fact that everybody knows your name. I naturally went over to talk to him, and he said, "Ed Hickey was a little spiff this evening, or could I be mistaken?" Well, of course, he was not mistaken. I think the world and all of Ed, but he was spiff. Whoo! Anyway, we talked that for a while. And then I went over and I asked him. I said, "You have the advantage on me. You know my name, and I don't know yours." And he said, "What name do you like?" Well, I didn't even have to think twice about that. Harvey's always been my favorite name. So I said to him, I said, "Harvey." And this is the interesting part of the whole thing. He said, "What a coincidence. My name happens to be Harvey." And that's the way it happened.